President Trump's threat to stop billions of dollars in government payments to insurers and force the collapse of Obamacare might backfire. Legal experts say the president could be handing the health insurance industry a solid court case against the government if he does take those steps. Speaking in Estonia yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump will soon sign a bill strengthening sanctions against Russia.
America is open to a better relationship with Russia, but the president and our Congress are unified in our message. A better relationship and the lifting of sanctions will require Russia to reverse the actions that caused the sanctions to be imposed in the first place.
Doctors say that blood flow can be restored sooner now than ever before for heart attack patients.
Time is of the essence for heart attack patients. U.S. medical guidelines say patients need to be treated within 90 minutes of arrival at the hospital.
And correspondent Jackie Quinn says new technology is making that more common than ever. This is SRN News.
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Well, I'll tell you what, good morning, good morning. I'm super excited because it's Wednesday morning and you are driving with an eyelid closed and an eyelid open. And it's time to wake up with JP, Kathy, and the crew. I've got Kathy sitting to my left. Good morning.
Howdy, folks. Happy Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
I believe.
Oh, I said it was Wednesday. I need to wake up. I thought
you
it was
had
Wednesday.
Your coffee yet.
I hadn't had coffee yet. And Christina's looking at me with half an eyeball and going, John, it's Tuesday. John, you need to wake up. John, get it together. Okay, folks, it is Tuesday. It is not Wednesday. So good morning. Happy Tuesday. Michael, you didn't correct me. What's up with that?
I'm doing other stuff like answering phone calls in here, man.
You're busy over there. Well, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we are super, super excited. Big show for you today, the entire day. You know, there's been a big discussion on whether or not we should have folks that are transgender in the military or not. Should they be allowed to perform military service? And all of these folks are out here giving opinions. They're out here sharing how they feel. And a lot of them are not in the military. And so I thought, you know what? I've got a few friends in the military, and I'd like to hear what they have to say about it. And so we have in studio with us, we've got Chuck Wright, Marine Corps. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
We've got Nicole Perry. Nicole, good morning, Marine Corps.
Good morning.
And we've got Brian Spiritus in studio, Marine Corps.
Good morning, John.
Did I kind of do the wrong thing here by getting all Marines in here or what? Or was I just smart and protected myself?
We're
everywhere, you know.
You're about to find out.
You're about to find out. And then we've got Major Andrew White coming in from the U.S. Army. He should be here in a few minutes. And we've got Kristen on the phone. Kristen, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. And so I want to make sure that everybody knows right off the bat that none of their opinions represent the official opinion of any of the branches of service that they represent, that their opinions represent their own, but that they're bringing you their opinions from their perspective as Marines, Coast Guard, and Army participants. And so I want to make sure we clear that up. Also in studio with me, and I'm going to have Kathy and her share, or her and Chuck share, is Collin College professor and Brookhaven College professor, Christina Garcia, and my dear friend, and the, am I allowed to throw this in there too, the deputy director for the state of Texas for LULAC or no?
Yes.
I am allowed to do
this.
Well, but this is a little bit different because I'm really coming at Christina more as a professor than I am as LULAC, and as a government professor. So I think she's got a very appropriate opinion to give from a background that she has. And so, yeah. I mean.
Hello.
And also, my views are my own for this, for this, and not the views of either one of the colleges.
Correct.
Disclaimer.
Well, and I think that really what we need to do is just understand that I brought together a round table, and Christina has helped me.
Technically, it's an oblong studio, but
okay, we got a jelly bean in here. Anyways, outside of the jelly bean issue, brought together friends of mine who I respect their opinions. They come from different political backgrounds, which is why I love my friends. Because, and my wife says that, John, you have some of the most amazing friends that come from some of the most amazing backgrounds. And it's what I think makes us cool, in this country is the fact that we all have a different opinion and they don't always line up. And so that's what I've done today is I brought all these folks together to give their opinions. None of their opinions represent officially the organizations that they may be from or represented at one time or still do. So with that being said, we're going to dive into a series of questions. So you have an idea. Feel free to join us. I'm getting ready to jump on the Facebook Live here in a minute and start streaming that. You can also catch us on The Dial at 620 AM KEXB. You can also catch us on Audio Boom. We are now podcasting right alongside NBC, CBS, Fox on audioboom.com.
And go on and get on an that account through Google Play or iTunes.
That's right. And then if you want to catch us, we also have an app on the radio station's website that you can download and you can stream us as well. So if you want to catch the show, you can catch the show live, or you can go on to John Edward Payton or Kathy Partridge Ward, and you can catch it on our Facebook Live feeds, or next week it'll be posted to Audio Boom on audioboom.com on the podcast. So before we get off and get started, I want to thank everybody for being here. So again, I'm going to everybody say hello one more time. Christina Garcia, good morning.
Good morning.
Chuck Wright, good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole Perry, good morning.
Good morning.
Brian Spiritus, buenos dias.
That's good morning, right?
Yes. it's too early.
Okay, so you went Spanish, not to the Hispanic in the room.
Absolutely.
But to the kid from the Bronx.
on purpose. Hey, Chuck, on purpose. He's a Marine. I wanted to see how he was able to make his way through that process. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
And then we've got Michael in the booth. Hopefully we've got our attorney, Justin Nichols, calling in here shortly. Also, Major Andrew White will be joining us. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew, and we are tackling, do we want military and transgender brought together, or do we not? The topic's been broached by the president. Where are we at? We're going to ask the hard questions. We'll be right back. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic, road work, and the clearing stages in Irving, 114 westbound near Beltline Road. Your stop back to North MacArthur, delays of 15 to 20 minutes. Also in Denton, same story. You've got road work being cleared away, 35E northbound near State School Road. Traffic is stopped back to about Post Oak Drive, and you have delays of 5 to 10. So that's a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Del Wampley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, the Del Wampley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too, Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you. Huffines has it.
I've heard a lot of great things about Huffines, and when I came here to buy my vehicle, I knew they were true.
At Huffines, I got exactly what I wanted. They went above and beyond to make sure I was completely satisfied.
Huffines is by far the best dealership I've ever bought a car from. The entire car buying experience was seamless, and I will definitely be buying there again.
We shopped around a lot, and Huffines definitely gave us the best deal.
And when you come to family-owned and family-run Huffines, see how doing business with Texas values for over 90 years makes a big difference. Perhaps that's why Huffines has been the consumer's choice winner for Auto Group of the Year, now 9 years running. At the nine area Huffines dealerships in Plano, Corinth, Louisville, and McKinney, or online at huffines.net.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention J.P. Kathy and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling. As the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
All right, folks, welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. Let me fix what I said at 6 o'clock because now I'm awake. I've had a few cups of coffee. It is Tuesday morning, and we are super excited to have you here, JP, Kathy, and the crew. Transgenders in the military, that's what we're discussing today. Again, none of these opinions represent any of the organizations that they are currently representing. It's their own opinions. But we are bringing you opinions from people who have served in the military or who have studied things like government and social studies. And then we also have our attorney, Justin Nichols, on the line as well from San Antonio. Justin Nichols represents a lot of folks that do a lot of the transitioning. And so we've asked him to come on and give his opinion as well. And then, of course, we've got, hey, Kristen or Christine McClellan? Help me out here, Kristen.
It's Kristen.
That's what I thought. And Kristen is with us as well. If I could get everybody to go around and introduce themselves, I know that's crazy on the radio, but and tell us what you are, what do you do? Kathy?
Oh, well, everybody knows me who listens to the show. Kathy and from JP, Kathy and the crew. And so glad to have everybody in studio today. My opinion, I want to hear from these folks. You hear our opinion all the time.
Christina.
Christina Garcia, and I am a government professor for both Texas and federal government at two community colleges, as well as the state deputy director for the League of United Latin American Citizens in Texas, and most importantly, a mother of a beautiful 9-year-old girl.
Yay, and she is a beautiful 9-year-old girl, too.
How you doing? My name is Andrew White, United States Army major. Served many, many, many years, probably more than I care. I am the host of a veterans radio talk show on KVGIRadio.com called Kilroy's Conversation. And basically, we address all topics and issues related to the military in any way, shape, or form.
I'm Chuck Wright. I'm a former Marine CH-46 pilot. I'm now, for lack of a better term, a veteran advocate. Serving on multiple committees, groups, et cetera, et cetera.
Hi, my name is Nicole Lynn Perry. I'm the community outreach specialist for a new trans movement at Transgender Community Group here in Dallas. And I'm also a Marine Corps veteran that goes out and is very much an activist.
And I am Brian Spiritus. I retired from the Marine Corps in 2004 after 20 years. And I am currently a public school administrator in a North Dallas independent school district.
Kristen, how about yourself?
I am Kristen McClellan, a marine science technician in the Coast Guard for about 16 years now, and a mother to two wild little boys.
And they are cute little boys, though, I'll tell you that, Kristen. Holy cow. And Kristen just made the transition herself from Guam to Seattle, Washington, right?
Yes, I haven't really spent any time in Seattle yet. I'm in Texas right now, but yeah, very different to be back in the United States from being overseas for a couple of years.
And then, Justin, if you'll announce who you are.
I'm Justin Nichols. I'm an attorney based in San Antonio, Texas, and I focus on civil litigation and LGBT law.
And so, and that's why we've asked Justin to come on, because he's got an interesting perspective, because he has done some of the birth certificate switchovers and driver's licenses and gone into court, and brings a really interesting perspective as well. So, folks, that's everybody, and we thank you again for joining JP, Kathy, and the crew. So the big question, my big first question coming out is does anybody that is served in the military care if they're serving next to somebody that's a transgender? And I think I'll start with our military guy. We'll start with you, Major White.
Well, JP, let me put it this way over here. Are there folks that care? Of course there are, you know, but that's not necessarily any different than folks that care that they're serving with an African-American or a Jew or an Asian or a Muslim. In any walk of life, you're going to have a group of people that discriminate for whatever reason. They're there. You know, we all know that, you know, those people exist. But when you look at the masses, and I'm just going to throw my own personal opinion on there, is this: any man or woman, however you want to identify yourself as well, if they're willing to raise their right hand and defend our nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they meet the physical and mental aptitudes to serve in our great nation's military, let them.
All right. Chuck Wright.
Plain and simple.
I think I'm going to defer and just go ditto to what Andrew just said.
All right. Nicole?
As someone who has served and who also is transgender as well, it's one of those, it doesn't matter who someone is, how they identify. If they can do the job, then let them serve. It's be one of those where you're not going to know unless you talk to them, but that's even if you talk to them. But other than that, if you don't know, let them serve.
Brian Spiritus.
If you're asking me, as in 2003, as Gunnery Sergeant Brian Spiritus, who did it 24/7, was on the boat, I think, and since I've retired, I think I've evolved socially. So my views now, as somebody who's no longer in uniform, are dramatically different now than when I was in the military, than somebody that was immersed in it 24/7. If you would have asked me this same question 13 years ago, I think I would have been vehemently saying, we don't need to do this. This is not something that we need to do. It's going to affect the mission. Now I think I've evolved, and I never knew anybody in the military that was openly gay. I never knew anybody in the Marine Corps that was openly transgender. But, you know, one of the pilots I flew with in Iraq, I mean, we knew he was gay. He wasn't out, but we just knew it. But he was a Naval Academy graduate, can fly a helicopter under fire 25 feet off the ground and not even flinch, had a hand like a rock. And I would have followed him anywhere. Had, I don't know, 13 years ago, had he come out, I probably would have been a little bit more uncomfortable about it. But now that I've been out and I work with people that are open about who they are, and I've gotten to know them more as a person, I've changed. But does my opinion matter anymore if I'm not the one that's, you know, serving side by side with them? So that's, you know, I guess that's not really an answer. But if you're asking me my answer somebody that was on active duty, I would have said absolutely not.
Right. No, I think it's an answer. I think it's a good answer, too. Kristen, how about yourself?
I mean, I pretty much agree with what has already been said. If somebody's qualified to do the job and they can do the mission and you can trust them to do the job, then there's no reason why they should not have the opportunity to do so.
Justin, where are you standing on that?
You know, Judge, this boils down to a legal question for me, and I certainly am someone who advocates for LGBT people on a daily basis. We've done over 150 name and gender marker changes in the last year. And I in no way defend the president in his execution or communication or implementation of a policy. But for me, this is a constitutional issue, and whether or not the commander-in-chief has the discretion to apply eligibility standards for our military is something that I believe rests solely with the executive branch. So for me, regardless of my personal views and certainly some criticism about how the president has gone about this, I do believe that the president or the executive branch of military have the authority and discretion to announce and enforce certain eligibility restrictions for the nation's military, as difficult as that may be.
Thank you, sir. All right, Christina, you know, from a civilian standpoint that teaches government, I mean, in government, there's some history and there's some social studies. Opinion.
So I'm going to take it from a perspective of actually of some of my students, right? So we have what we call hot topics in the classroom. And when the president tweeted out this information, we had this open discussion. One of a younger student who is in the military and was kind of shy about the opinion, but he just said no. And I said, well, can I ask why? And his comment was, I think it's because the lack of information and being uneducated about the LGBTQ community. And I think that goes and extends across the board for a lot of individuals, is that they don't understand what transgender is. They don't understand the concept of being in the military as a civilian. I don't feel comfortable giving an opinion on either one because I've never been in the military. And I'm not transgender. So, but as far as them serving in the military, if you meet all of the qualifications and you're willing to raise your hand and you're willing to swear that you're going to defend this country, by all means, please, because we need more of you.
All right. Now, Chuck Wright, I know you had your hand up there. You wanted to say something. So
imagine that.
Now we're going to go, folks, Chuck, we're going to change the format up a little bit. And we're going to go a little more rapid fire. About 15 seconds. I'm going to let you respond, though, Chuck. And then the next question I'm going to ask, because everybody has said this, and Justin and I line up pretty much on what our opinion is in regards to, hey, the president has this authority. If he chooses to do this, then he can do this. And until that law changes, this is where we're at and we follow the law. And I've been like that across the board on just about everything. If the law says it, we do it, like the truancy laws. Brian and I absolutely vehemently disagree with the law on truancy in the state of Texas. But you know what? Every day, he and I have to enforce it and execute it. And we're going to do that because we took an oath to uphold the laws of the state and the United States and the Constitution of both. And so we're going to do that. So anyways, Chuck, you had a quick response.
One thing I wanted to add is to keep in mind what we are dealing with. The military, very, very frequently in the military, you are in extremely tight quarters. You don't go home to your apartment at the end of your job. So this is one thing to keep in mind. The other thing to keep in mind, and Brian really brought it up, we have all evolved as people as we've gotten out of the military. In many ways, Christina might be able to offer a different perspective, although I think Andrew is still serving, getting close to retirement. We're on the backside of our careers, and we're dealing with 18 to 22-year-old people. And you made the point before about education. Not that I'm advocating huge education. And there's something else that you said when we were off the air, Judge, that I want to come back to at some point. I'm a little bit curious about this as a qualifier, any more than I'd be curious, as you said, Andrew, about serving with a Jew. Kind of, who cares? So my point was, is let's keep this in perspective. We are talking about primarily 18 to 24, 25 year old people, whereas we're having a roundtable, the room of adults.
Well, but a round table, let's not disqualify who we are, though.
Are you calling us old, Chuck?
Well, besides...
only me.
Besides Chuck being old, the rest of us aren't quite as ancient as Chuck.
They're calling Christine.
Well, unfortunately, that's probably true, looking around. I am the oldest person in the world.
I still have 6 months before I'm not a young adult anymore.
Yeah.
I know I'm almost 30, but still.
Yeah, well, Justin, you are old. You're just old, Justin.
Yeah. You're
Kathy, all right, you had a quick response.
Well, I had a quick response. And first of all, God bless anybody who's willing to get out and serve our country and fight for the freedom so JP and I can come in here every day and spout off whatever we want. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing that. My concern is from a privacy point of view as a female. And again, I didn't serve in the military, so I don't understand that camaraderie. I don't understand what goes on. I have no idea how to even begin to comprehend that. But if I'm in a female barracks and somebody has a male body part, I'm going to be uncomfortable. I would imagine. Now, maybe not. Maybe if I'm in the military, maybe I feel differently. But as a civilian, and again, that's my only perspective that I have to offer. That's why you won't hear much from me today. The fact is, if there is somebody who is, I don't know. So that's kind of where, Nicole, I'm going to defer to you today. If somebody's transitioning, where do you go? If you've got a penis, do you still have the right to be in a female barracks with other females when, you know, you're walking around naked and all that kind of stuff?
Well, and so let's go ahead and broach that question, right? I mean, do we, and Nicole can answer this, Kristen can answer this for sure, because they're both, you know, Kristen being a female in the military, she's married, has kids. Nicole transitioned after military service, right? So
right.
I think that this is a real deal here. So the question is, do you feel comfortable living and showering with somebody of the opposite sex who says they identify themselves as the same sex in a barrack? And like Brian said, I like Brian's honesty. Back when he was serving, if you'd have put that to him, he'd have said, no, I'm not down with that. Okay, he's gotten older now, wiser,
much.
Evolved.
Much.
But much.
Almost as old as Chuck.
Almost as old as Chuck. But the big question is that if we're locked in a military situation and I'm 21 years old and Brian doesn't feel comfortable at 21, what does that put us? Where does that put us in the battlefield? And so I want us to answer that question. Let's start with Kristen out of Seattle. Kristen?
Hey, so I don't have a lot of experience on boats or anything. All of my career's been landside, but it's never been an issue. It's unlike the movies, at least in my experience in the Coast Guard, we don't have open shower bays, and it's not like that. We have private shower stalls. People tend to go to the locker room and put on their clothes and then carry on with their day. Sometimes we hang out on the couch because women's locker rooms are always better than the men's locker rooms, and we get stuff like couches. And we'll talk and everything, but it's really... Personally, I don't know how anybody would even know. You know, you've got your own shower stall. You've got an area to change. But generally, when people are changing, you're polite. You turn away from them and get changed yourself. And so for a locker room, it really doesn't matter. And, I mean, for a barracks situation, a lot of times where I've had to share rooms, it's always been very just with one other person or four other people, because we're a small service, so even fewer numbers of females than comparative services. So really, it's not a big deal, I think. It wouldn't bother me personally, but I mean, that's just my experience and my opinion on it.
All right. Well, folks, with that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue to pose the question. And we've got some questions on Facebook Live as well. So we'll be right back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Couple of traffic issues to talk about as we check the roadways here on 620 AM KEXB. Construction work still continues in Irving 114 westbound near Beltline Road. Traffic is stopped back to North MacArthur. Delays of 15 to 20 minutes. And then we have an accident that is blocking two right lanes of traffic in Bedford. 183 Texpress eastbound at Central Drive. You are backed up to about Brown Trail. Give yourself an extra 5 minutes. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-reeling, Silverback Go-Reeling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Reeling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Reeling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGo-Reeling.com. Get your go-reeling on.
Yeah!
Have you ever considered joining the military but stopped because you couldn't deploy to a foreign country? Believe it or not, the state of Texas has its own military force that stands alongside the Texas National Guard, the Texas Air National Guard, and serves only inside the state of Texas. It's called the Texas State Guard. I'm Tech Sergeant John Wells of the 4th Air Wing, and we're looking for you to join us. Give us a call at 877-398-8350. That's 877-398-8350. If you love Texas as much as we do, join the 4th Air Wing of the Texas State Guard.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
I've got the world on a string, and I can sing. Don't you know it?
No, I can't. We love you.
I can't sing?
These are folks who have served us in the military. Let's not.
So they're used to
this. Spare them. I have control of the microphones over here. Thank you, Michael.
All right, Justin, I want to get your opinion on this. Should we be allowing other genders to be showering? Are we opening ourselves up for legal battles? What do we got going on with that question, Justin?
Well, you know, and right now the Texas legislature is kind of addressing this issue. And I'll tell you that of the overwhelming majority of the clients that I have served, and I'll tell you, this is a genuine issue that people are going through, but the overwhelming majority has not had any physiological surgical change. But your question is about the law, and I believe Congress, when they repeal, for example, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that was a congressional policy that was passed and signed by the president and subsequently implemented by the Department of Defense. Here, it is kind of an area that is unaddressed, And my understanding of the law is when something is not addressed, it goes to the chief executive or commander-in-chief, and that's what's happened. You know, there will always be lawsuits somewhere about every issue or change in policy. And I don't necessarily agree with the president, but that's what elections are about. And unfortunately, for some folks, elections have consequences, and that's something that has to be dealt with at the ballot box, either in electing congressional leaders who support a particular policy change or doing that with the president. But, you know, it is not something, in my opinion, that every wrong can be corrected by judicial fiat or decree. And so I'm certain there will be lawsuits. I don't know that the courts in their current position are willing to take the position that there is a constitutional right to serve in the military. They never have before, and I don't expect them to now.
Very interesting. Very interesting comments in regards to the Constitution. All right, Brian Spiridus, 15 seconds, response.
Well, historically, I mean, I did 7 U deployments. I spent over 4 years aboard ship. So even though I was a Marine, I spent a lot of time with the Navy. I had over 4 years at sea. And we had a thing in 1991 called Tailhook. Before that, my first deployment, we had no women aboard ship. When they started, after Tailhook, they started changing how women brought in. And I, as a corporal and a sergeant, there's privates and PFCs, females, who were getting staterooms. I'm living in a room with 500 of my nearest and closest and dearest friends, and this private is getting her own personal room, maybe with somebody else. So that created a lot of issues. By the time I went on my last deployment in 2003, we well had over 100 female Marines and sailors aboard ship, and it became a non-issue. And the way it was integrated successfully over the years was by leadership. It wasn't, well, ask your stupid president about this, or the first sergeant said this, or the CO said this. This is the law. This is what we're doing. Shut up and do it. And it was strong leadership that did that over the years. But it was a major issue aboard ship. What, you know, how is this going to work? I mean, you are living stacked three high in a room the size of this studio, which is, what, 12 by 12?
Yeah.
We probably had 15 people living in a space 24/7 in a space this size. So it was a major issue. So historically, it's similar.
Nicole?
One of the things is that when you're in the bathroom, when you're in the changing areas, you're trying to focus on going to the bathroom or taking a shower. You're not focusing on one's genitalia. You're not focusing on everything around you. You're focused on getting everything done for you. And same thing with the living areas. You're focused on going to bed or organizing your living area. You're not so much focused on what the other person has between their legs. It's one of those where when you go, you're there for a certain reason. You're not there to focus on everybody else.
Chuck?
The problem with that is it sounds good in theory. There is a reality that comes into play that we have to consider. And so one of my concerns is where do these lines get drawn? And I'm gonna blame Justin, throw him under the bus because he brought it back to the state level. So is it the intent of the law, or is it the unintended consequence if we pass a bathroom bill? Speaking about that, getting a little bit away from the military, but it is the same question: is it the intent that the guys on the football team get to shower with the cheerleaders? Because that would have been my vote in high school,
of course,
right in college, right. Absolutely. All right, Major White.
But you understand the reality.
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Plain and simple. I mean, I joined the military when we did have community shower stalls. I very much remember those days. But like Nicole's point and everyone else's, you're there to do your job. Get clean, get dressed, get out, go do your business. Plain and simple. All right? And also to Brian's point, it starts off with leadership and enforcing the standards. Now, your original question, if the law is what the law is, whether we like it or not, the military is not a social breeding ground. Let's get that point straight out there. It is not a social breeding ground. It is there for the purpose of war and defending the Constitution. Period. Cut and dry. With the law being what it is, if it's in play that way, yes, you need to follow it. If you don't like the law, when you have an election cycle coming up, you elect a person who's going to fight to change that law for you. That simple, all right? I know it sounds very, you know, plain and dry, but
it is what it is.
That is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Christina Garcia.
first, I'd like to say I think the conversation should be brought up between the 15,000 transgender military that currently serve in the military services. Second, one of the other things that the president had mentioned was that you could that the medical expenses. He was concerned about the medical expenses. Well, I was reading a report that we actually spend more money on Viagra than any kind of medical expenses for transgender in the military. And going back to the conversation we had last week on the bathroom bill, I think it is the intent of the legislators who are supporting these concepts to instill fear in people that does not exist because they're uneducated about the issue itself.
Well, and we're going to stay away from the bathroom bill because I want to stay focused on transgender and military. Next week, we'll dive into that. We're going to have another show where we bring Christina and Nicole back in again, and we talk about what is transgender, and we can broach that subject then, but let's stay focused on the military. Kathy, did you have anything? Let me go on to the next question. All right, so we're going to go backwards the other way. If you have a mental health disorder and it is a qualifier under the law that says, hey, you know what? You can't serve because you have this. Do we abide by that or do we not? Do we make an exception? Because my understanding of the law, and Matt Foster, who is not able to be here today, sent me a copy of the edict handed down by the president to the DOD back in 2014 or 15, I can't remember which, that said, you're going to make these exceptions and we're going to create all these extra additional trainings and this is how you're going to handle this situation, where we did create extra rights. Under the DOD, we did, like it or lump it, it happened, and I've got it in writing. And so my question is, if it's a qualifier, which they claim, and I say the people in the community, the psychological community, counseling community, that transgenderism, if that's such a word, falls under the DSM-3 qualifier, which is an evaluative tool for mental health. If you fall under that, are you allowed to serve or are you not? And so when we come back from the break, we're going to answer that question. And I think that some of our listeners are posing questions. Lindsay Oxley says, why does it matter? Who cares? But then Devonia says, do we want somebody transitioning that's hormonal on the battlefield? Or do we need somebody that's military service? So our listeners are listening and the questions are coming. So I think it's a great show for us to be able to provide information. I want to thank everybody that's participating. We'll be right back after the break. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
Checking traffic once again here on 620 AM KEXB in Bedford. An accident taking up two right lanes of traffic, 183. That's those Texpress lanes eastbound at Central Drive. You're stopped back to about Brown Trail with delays of 5 to 10 minutes. Now construction work continues in Irving, 114 westbound near Beltline Road. Traffic is backed up to North MacArthur with delays of up to 20 minutes. That's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Alliance for the Brave, presented by Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, WizHunt.com, Texas Veterans Commission, Bad Boy Guns, and Young Ideas Certified Dish Retailer. Alliance for the Brave works in support of those crossing the line of departure from service life to civilian life, bringing honor, duty, and service to their communities. Let's take care of our brave. Tune in, join in, and get plugged in with us.
That's Alliance for the Brave, tonight at 6 on KEXB 620 AM.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
That's 800-518-4020.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's Day Program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Experts in business. 620 AM. KEXB.
All right, folks. Welcome back. JP, Kathy, and the crew. I want to thank everybody that's participated this morning. I want to thank you, Christina, Major White. I want to thank Airman Chuck Wright. I want to thank Nicole. I want to thank Brian. I want to thank Justin. I want to thank Kristen. I want to thank Kathy. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my nieces, my cousins. Oh, sorry. I should stop, I guess.
We love our country.
So I say we let Airman Chuck start this.
Well, here's the thing. No, Airman Chuck.
Excuse me.
We don't have enough time for all that. All right, so folks, the question...
Airman Chuck.
That's all your fault. That's all your fault, Chuck.
So here's what we're throwing out. The question was, if you fall under the diagnostic tool that evaluates you to be to have a mental health disorder, and it's a disqualifier, because here's what I have heard all of these military guys and gals say. They've all said, if you are physically fit, mentally fit to serve, then you should be allowed to serve. If transgenderism is identified as a mental health disorder under the DSM-3, which is, by the way, the diagnostic tool used across this country, do we disqualify them? That's the big question. We're going to start with Christina Garcia and work our way back around and end up with Justin.
Difficult question. I personally feel that the fact that the American Psychological Association, that this is even classified as a mental disorder, I know was fought against diligently by the LGBT community, and rather using a different coding system that's used internationally. Yet it's there. So I have personal feelings about that, because you're being marked immediately just because you want to transition. You want to feel comfortable in your own body. So now you are marked in order to be able to have any kind of health care or treatment and so forth. So I don't like it.
Okay. Major White.
All right. I'll weigh in really quickly. One of my former jobs was I was the operations officer for the Dallas MEPS, the head of recruiting for the entire Dallas DFW area, second largest in the nation. Last time I checked, I have not graduated medical school. Therefore, I can't really weigh in on what the psychologist is saying. But like we've already established over here, if the law says it, then we have to abide by it. Do I necessarily agree with it? No. But if the law says that is a discriminatory or a disqualifier, which it is discriminatory, but that's a whole other topic. If it's a disqualifier, then yes, it has to be enforced. Again, I'm not a medical professional. I can't weigh in. But if they view it as such and it's on the piece of paper, I'm duty obligated to enforce it, whether I like it or not.
There you go. Chuck Wright.
I'm not a chef, but I know when the meal is wrong and doesn't taste right. It is a very dumb law, in my opinion.
Okay, now let's remember, we're talking across the board, whether it's transgender or not. DSM-3 is DSM-3.
Well, again, DSM-3 is supposed to be talking about your mental capabilities, which has nothing to do to me, personally, with your sexuality. I'm sitting next to a transgender who was a Marine, probably was a pretty good Marine. Is a Marine. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm still stinging from the airman. Oh, Lord. The conversation's going to heck in a handbasket. But the point that I'm making is there's nothing about her mentally that has indicated she's unfit to serve. So, dumb law.
Nicole Perry.
The whole thing is that not everyone who is transgender identifies immediately, boom, they're transgender. It doesn't always manifest itself before they join. It sometimes manifests itself while they're in. That's what happened with me. So there's a chance that even though someone may be serving that is transgender, it may not be readily apparent when they join.
Well, and Nicole, we talked about this on the break. You were married.
Correct.
When you were in the military.
Yeah. All right. Brian Spiritus.
And talking about this along with other medical issues, talking about it as a whole, there's two types of jobs in the Marine Corps. There's deployable and non-deployable. There's sea duty and there's shore duty if you're in the Navy or the Coast Guard. And if you're on sea duty, you have to be fully deployable. If you are not fully deployable, you are not able to serve. If you are in the beginning end of a shore billet, which means you're there to defend or support a base unit that's not going aboard ship, that's not going overseas, you're here to support a stateside unit, and you want to go through the process or you have a medical issue, it can be taken care of. As long as, if you have an up-to-date overseas control date, you've done your two tours overseas and you're doing your shore billet, you're an instructor at a school or something like that, then that's something that I think that the person can continue to serve, the person continue to do whatever they're going to do. But once that time's up and it's time for them to get back aboard the ship, to go back out to the field, to go back overseas, if they're not deployable, the Marine Corps only serves two purposes: make Marines win battles. And if you're not able to be part of one of those two missions of the Marine Corps, then you're not able to serve. But if you're gone through the process, you have no medical issues, there's no medication, there's no surgery follow-ups, nothing like that, and you're able to deploy, then so be it. You're able to make Marines and win battles.
Then deploy them. All right. Kristen, response.
Like everybody else, I mean, we support whatever policy says. If it's in the policy, you follow the policy. But from my personal opinion, it's regardless of whether somebody has come out as transgender or not, they still would be. So I don't understand. By enforcing the policy, it just encourages people to hide that, which I feel like can be more harmful to somebody in the military, feeling like they have to hide who they are.
All right, Justin, response.
You know, I think, and I am not a member of the military, never have been, but my understanding is, as the gentleman mentioned, one of the core functions is to be able to go onto the battlefield. And the reason that there are disqualifiers is because in someone's judgment, greater than mine, they have made a determination that such a condition, not a condition, does or does not disqualify somebody. And I know that sometimes exceptions are made, et cetera, et cetera. I know that there's going to be debates in the medical and mental health communities about transgender issues. I know that there's going to be debates and different opinions about military readiness, perhaps cohesion. I fall down on the military readiness issue more so. But when those issues are unresolved, guess who gets to make the decision? The commander-in-chief. He is the head of the military. I don't agree with him. I didn't vote for him. I don't really like the guy, but I know that there has to be somebody who makes the decision, and it cannot always be just overturned by the courts. That is the easy way out. We have to become more engaged and decide to change hearts and minds, have logical and rational arguments, and convince people that our position is right, and therefore affect those people who are making the decisions. I don't think America did this last time, but we got who we got, and that's the policy we're going to have to live under until it changes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Justin Nichols. First of all, I want to thank everybody for participating. We're coming to the end of our show. Thank you, Kristen, for calling in. Thank you, Justin, for calling in. And thank everybody in studio for being here. Next week, we're going to tackle transgenderism again. We're going to, and again, if that's a word, I got to look it up in the dictionary. But we're going to bring Nicole back in and Christina back in. We're going to talk about the bathroom bill. We're going to talk about what is transgender so people can know what they are. We had a lot of good questions. I will go back online and answer those questions for you. But I want to thank everybody for listening this morning and paying attention and being a part of what I call the marketplace of ideas. Whether we're conservative, not conservative, liberal, not liberal, whatever we are, we should be able to have these discussions, get the information out there into the general public, and then let people make an educated decision for themselves. And so with that being said, that's what Kathy and I and Sharavius work to do every day, is to provide you with information from not just books, but from people that have to live this every single day, and then let you go out and make an informed decision. That's why we've spent so many hours with Jeff Leach and Van Taylor. That's why we've spent so much time bringing in other organizations to make you aware of what are they, not hijacking. I got a hijacking in my head. People jacking. What do they call that again? Help me out here.
Human trafficking.
Yeah. You know, we brought in and talk about human trafficking. We talk about truancy laws.
We talk about mental health all the time.
You know, Dr. D is going to be talking about, again, mental health on Wednesday.
In the emergency room.
I mean, and every part of this has a bit that touches somebody's life. We all know somebody that served in the military. We all know somebody that may be gay or may be transgendered. And I don't mean maybe they think they are, but they are. And we may have a contact with them. You know, we have friends that are both liberal and conservative and moderate. And so that's the key, though. We're all humans and we're all friends. Now, take the information, go back with it. Talk to your friends and family. Formulate your opinions based on being educated with good information. Yeah, Kathy.
And that's what we love about this show, is that we don't all have to agree. And if we agreed, if John and I came in here and talked conservative politics every day, my gosh, we would never have anybody listening to the show. We'd be boring. We'd be just having a conversation over coffee. So that's the great part about this country, is everybody has a right to their opinion. And that's what these folks in the military fight for. And God bless them, and God bless y'all for fighting and still fighting for us. Thank you.
Well, and again, I go back to being legalistic, like Justin. If it's in the law, I raised my right hand. And I took an oath. It's like when people ask me, are you going to do same-sex marriages? Yes, I don't have a choice. The U.S. Supreme Court said you will marry same sexes. Guess who my boss is? Besides the taxpayer, the U.S. Supreme Court. They hand down the law. I follow the law. I raised my right hand to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state of Texas in this great country. And by golly, I'm going to do that. And I ask everybody else to. At the end of the day, we have our opinions, but we follow the law. And if we don't like it, we change it. Folks, do tune in tomorrow. We've got a great show for you tomorrow. We've got Dr. D calling in with, again, mental health in the ER. And it's a hot topic. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a blessed day, folks.
KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street. Get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn, right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to autoairbagsettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's autoairbagsettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Reminder, we have a free Money Matters Retirement Seminar in Plano, 1 p.m. today or 7 p.m. tonight in the Money